This is KUT. A new affordable housing development planned for North Austin is facing delays at City Hall. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The Austin City Council has decided to postpone a zoning decision for the Elysium Park Apartments. The proposed development would include about 90 units, a majority of which would be priced at below market rate. In other words, affordable housing. Councilmember Greg Kassar, who represents District 4, spoke against the postponement.
We talk a lot about being a progressive, forward-thinking city. We talk a lot about affordable housing. We talk a lot about economic integration. This project is a really great way for us to do that.
Critics of the proposed development say the multifamily project could increase traffic and flooding risks for surrounding neighborhoods. But Kassar sees the 7-acre tract of land in North Austin as an ideal location. By the city's own estimates, Austin only has enough affordable housing for 25% of its very low-income households. Kassar says the project could give low-income families access to schools and other resources.
I don't think that we should pass up an opportunity to put affordable housing where families will have access to Mercus and Middle and to Anderson High School, a census tract with median family income of $100,000 to $125,000 a year, west of Mopac, where we have very little subsidized and affordable housing.
The case drew criticism from District 6 Councilmember Don Zimmerman, who says all subsidized housing projects are unaffordable and unsustainable. But District 10 Councilmember Sherry Gallo voiced her support.
You know, we talk over and over again about affordability in this community, and we've got to walk that talk. And we have to put housing in places where we have the ability to do that.
Nearby property owners have filed a petition against the proposed development. That means the rezoning needs approval from 3/4 of council members in order to move forward. But it's unclear when the decision will go to a vote. Council members have decided to postpone the case indefinitely. Saida Hassan, KUT News.